Allegiant Air's maintenance practices questioned. United is downsizing in Canada, and the F-35B may be delayed another year. This is Aero News for Tuesday, February 25th, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Teamsters Aviation Mechanics Coalition announced on Friday that it will launch an investigation into reports of a disproportionate number of engine failures, air returns, and declared emergencies at Allegiant Air. TAMC immediately recognized that a comprehensive investigation into the continuing maintenance failures at Allegiant is imperative after interviewing pilots at the airline. TAMC says it is determined to find the root cause of these maintenance failures, regardless of where the investigation may lead. The immediate concern is to identify the underlying cause of these incidents and to offer suggestions to mitigate this unacceptable situation before one of these incidents claims the lives of passengers. TAMC was established by the Teamsters Airline Division in 2007 to advance and protect the interest of all aviation mechanics and related workers throughout the industry. United Airlines is pulling out of Canada and will outsource its Canadian operations effective May 1st of this year. United said the move is a result of the company's continuing efforts to ensure its competitiveness in the international airline industry. The airline will cut 240 jobs among ground personnel in Canada, according to a report from the Canadian Broadcasting Company. In a statement emailed to CBC News, United called the decision, quote, difficult but necessary, end quote, and saying the carrier must continually look for new opportunities to run a more efficient and financially sustainable business. The International Association of Machinists are naturally unhappy with this news, saying, quote, this move is absolutely disgusting, end quote. The IAM says the announcement affects both ticket agents and ground handling personnel. Cracks discovered last September in bulkheads on the F-35B variant for the U.S. Marine Corps may delay deployment of the STOVL aircraft for another year, according to Pentagon sources. Bloomberg News reports that the cracks were found in 3 of 6 bulkheads during ground-based stress testing of the aircraft, and durability testing was stopped in September. This suspension was just announced by the Pentagon. The deficiency was revealed in an annual report from the head of the Defense Department's Weapons Testing Office, Michael Gilmore, who said that during the ground test, the cracks continued to grow until a, quote, bulkhead severed and transferred loads, end quote, causing cracking in adjacent bulkheads. Some bulkheads in the B model were made of aluminum rather than titanium found in the A and C variants as a weight-saving measure. Jennifer Elzia, a spokeswoman for the Pentagon Test Office, said the problem is, quote, significant enough to warrant changes in the design, end quote. The new Falcon 5X introduced last fall at NBAA and due to enter service in 2017 has already generated strong response in the Middle East, according to Dassault Falcon. The region has generated a significant number of the airplane's initial sales, according to the company. Dassault Aviation will highlight its expanded line of Falcon business jets at the Abu Dhabi Air Expo 2014. That 3-day show opens today. The government of Turkey and Sikorsky have finalized a contract characterized as, quote-unquote, long dormant for the production of 109 utility helicopters, according to the Turkish Prime Minister. Defense News reports that the deal had nearly closed last May, but Turkish defense procurement officials said that, quote, U.S. corporate and other bureaucracy, end quote, had caused the deal to be delayed. Turkey selected Sikorsky back in 2011 as its partner to build the country's latest utility helicopters. The initial deal is for 109 aircraft, but follow-on orders could boost that number to as many as 600 platforms worth $20 billion. Most will be placed in service with the military. When Aero News continues, to go boldly or to boldly go, Airbus goes robotic, and celebrating National Aviation Day in the North.
Rent- Bird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Redbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Tuesday, February 25th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Airspace Minnesota on Friday announced the Go Boldly Challenge at the Minnesota Science Teachers Association Conference on Science Education. The Go Boldly Challenge will recognize Minnesotans of all ages who have achieved something extraordinary related to aviation or aerospace. Nominees should have a passion for aviation, aerospace, or related fields, a positive approach to achieving a dream, an ongoing commitment to gaining and using science, technology, engineering, and math skills. Honorees will be recognized in 5 age groups: elementary, middle school, high school, college, and adult. Finalists in each category will be honored at the Go Boldly Expo on April 26th, featuring Apollo astronauts Buzz Aldrin, part of the crew of the first moon landing, and Harrison Jack Schmidt from the crew of the last moon landing. The Airbus Puerto Real plant in Cadiz, Spain, is leading a project to expand the automation of its assembly processes with the use of 2-armed humanoid robots to perform repetitive tasks, freeing up highly skilled workers to work on higher value tasks. The research and technology project called Futuracy has 2 areas of research. The first area, called Airbus Standard Robotic Cells, looks into the development of solutions to automate the aeronautical assembly processes by generating standard solutions. The second area of research is called the Collaborative Robots Project, which explores the use of 2-arm humanoid robots specifically designed to work in the same environment as human operators, sharing tools and production resources. This past Sunday marked Canada's 6th annual National Aviation Day. To celebrate the occasion, the Government of Canada launched a call for applications for the Federal Student Work Experience Program, Transport Canada Civil Aviation Internship Program, and they announced an exciting new aviation photo contest. Now, the internship program is a paid 2-month summer work term at Transport Canada headquarters in Ottawa. To participate in the photo contest, you can send your aviation-themed photos to the email address found on the Transport Canada National Aviation Day website. Entries will be added to the Transport Canada Flickr page. The winning photos will be unveiled on social media and displayed at Transport Canada's headquarters in Ottawa. Entries for the photo contest must be submitted by May 12th. The winners will be announced online on June 9th. So, why this past Sunday? Well, February 23rd is the anniversary of the first powered flight in Canada. On February 23rd, 1909, pilot J.A.D. McCurdy flew the Silver Dart from Nova Scotia. The date was first designated National Aviation Day in Canada in 2009, which also just happened to mark the 100th anniversary of powered flight in Canada. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.